You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
At the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Yay, 90210 time.
Hey, you guys, I'm Nicolette Gaona here. We are doing another episode of 90210, and I have my fabulous, like always, Fancy Trishy.
Hey, y'all.
So,
wait, Nicolette, before we get started, your earrings, they're amazing.
Oh my gosh, I thought something was wrong. I was like,
no, I mean, you just always have the most unique earrings ever.
Thank you.
Like, you have style, girl. Do your thing.
Thank you. So do you. With your lipstick on, girl. Anyway. Thanks. I'm horrible with compliments. This episode was pretty crazy because we had homeboy Jim. He came and hopped into the scene, like, right away, which I was really crazed about because, I mean, look.
Well, it started out with what's her name, Adriana, talking to him as if, it was just weird how it started out.
Yeah, like, I just feel like they're, like, best friends or something.
Like, yeah, like, did we miss something?
You're really not going to tell them? Well, I guess I won't tell them. Like they're BFFs. Like, they've been hanging out every day.
No, she's just so fake and she's just so ill. Like, anyone can tell her, keep something a secret. She'd be like,
she will not keep it a secret. Whatsoever.
Exactly. She has diarrhea in her mouth. So
yes, definitely. Big or a big mouth.
A big mouth.
Yeah. So apparently Jim was lost at sea.
Does that mean he went for a swim and just? I guess he died.
Like, got knocked off and was on a piece of wood. How did the wood just appear in the middle of the ocean?
His death. That's just really like random, kind of weird.
Yeah, and I mean, he basically was asking Adriana if they loved each other. I mean, obviously. You know, he's been spying on them. Obviously, he knows that they love each other. Obviously, he's going to try to get her back, which he did because, you know, Liam and them thought that they didn't know anything. Yeah. You know, and I thought that was pretty crazy. I mean, what would you do in that situation if you were Jane?
I don't know.
How would you react, like, when he came in? Because her reaction was very lame. Like,
she was like, Jim. I'd have been like, what the?
You would have been ham, huh?
I've been like, no, I've just been like, Jim, like, are you serious? Like, wait, what? I'm like, I'm seeing she was just like, Jim, like, did you come back from a swim or something? Like,
I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I would love to know.
I kind of feel like she doesn't want him
really
alive. I mean, who would you choose?
I would choose Liam.
If you're so used to someone being dead and they're alive now, it's like.
Well, I actually, if I married somebody, obviously that's somebody you love. And if they reappeared and you thought they were dead, I mean, I would be like, hallelujah.
But she moved on really quickly. So how much hallelujah can you praise? Like,
well, maybe she just thought she was going to be alone and just wanted somebody there and just use Liam.
Use Liam. That's so messed up.
He was used. Okay. So they ended up getting into a fight. Which I thought was way dramatic because there was no need for a fight. Okay. Like,
that was dramatic.
Just because they found out that Jim knew about their relationship. So Liam wants to go, you know, crazy on both of them. And Jane gets knocked into a dresser. Why does her head have to do anything with the baby?
No, it does. If you're pregnant
and you hit your head.
If you hit anything, if you break your fingernail, just go to the doctor. You never know.
Really?
Girl,
I thought it was just your stomach.
If I'm preggers, like, if my coffee's too hot and I burnt my tongue, I'm going to go see my doctor. Like, this is a child. Like, you don't want any problems. So, of course, you know, you're pregnant, you hit your head, you're going to have to go see a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And she had a concussion. That means her baby could have had a concussion, too. Like, you know?
Oh, really?
If the baby has a brain by now, yeah. Anybody has a brain can have a concussion. That's what I heard.
Crazy. Well, she did have a mild one. Well, That was a episode that over it. Okay, so the only good part really of this whole episode was Naomi and the three triangle. We have Naomi, Austin, and Max. I love this triangle.
It's hard. If I was her, it's a difficult triangle. It's easier to be Max or Austin, but for her, it's like, dang, I want to be good, but then I want to be bad.
And then you see Austin's body. I mean, come on now.
Yeah,
it is a nice body compared to Max. Scrawny. Well, I think self, you know, but maybe I love her and Max together.
They're perfect.
Max and Naomi all the way. The funniest thing was is when they got stuck out of Naomi's own house.
Okay, that whole, if a cop arrests me and you put me in your van and just leave me there when it's hot, that's like police brutality. Like, we just, I don't get that whole, like, they're stuck in there and it's so hot, I mean, they're taking their clothes off.
Obviously, they needed to be somewhere alone together, okay? And it just had to be in a truck where it had to be hot and they had to take off their clothes. I mean, let's just be real, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Max opens up the door, and of course, they're in the underwear, not knowing what to do. What if your boyfriend opened up?
Well, I think I would react the way she did. I'd be like, you know what? I slept with him, and this is the best time. Don't, you know what I mean? I think she reacted, no? What do you think?
I mean, like, first off, you would have to be like, okay, nothing happened here, you know? Which, okay, hold on. Yeah. What if you caught your boyfriend in there with her in their clothes? You know what I'm saying? I would be like, what the hell? You, right here, come here.
Yeah, I'll be, like, surprised, and I'll be angry. But if my boyfriend came and told me, look, you know, I think the problem Naomi did, the mistake she made was telling him we slept together. How about you tell me you didn't do anything right now? She's kind of like, look, we slept together. How about what y'all doing here? And he was like, wait, right now?
Yeah, and she was like, no, not now, like, but you did.
At one time, but it looked like you did it right now.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. Like, that just would be an awkward situation. And, I mean, Max kind of took it.
He took it really, he took it well, because I feel like he trusts Naomi in a way.
That's good.
They're so perfect.
That's really, really good. And I'm glad, like, that happened. And it was funny how it started off with Naomi thinking that she was having sex with
That was Austin. A really intense scene. And it's like, I don't want her thinking about Austin while she's what's his name, Max, right? Yeah.
Well, how that's can kinda, you not think about him? I mean,
but that's so messed up.
Yeah. I mean, because if you truly love somebody, you really are just thinking about them the whole time. You're not thinking about other people.
Yeah, but I know Austin loves that. If Austin can watch her dream, he'd be like, yes, I'm all in your dreams, baby. You know you want
talking
me.
Talking about sex, Naveed and Silver, they are having some sexual frustrations. That's
seriously.
All I have to say. The whole time was just like, Naveed, oh my God. We just need to like, oh my God, but I have to go pick up Teddy, but oh my God, Naveed.
They plan their whole day.
Making out, kissing, and then like, they're just mad at each other the whole entire time. And at the whole end of the whole situation, Silver's like, I'm not going home with you.
That's such a waste of preparation. No, really.
Okay, like, at least go home with him, you know, and do the damn thing. Maybe you'll be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you'll be like, okay.
Maybe he can pay you. I'm just kidding.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, she was going crazy the whole time. Like, okay, Layla, she got to go. Layla. I said it right this time, y'all.
Layla, she's a wild child.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But definitely the whole Silver and Naveed thing, which I was really glad that Silver I'm glad she got mad about that whole situation because, you know, he really just needs to do something about it instead of spending the money. You know, I mean, that's a tough situation for him. I would still be there and support him through that. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I wouldn't just be like, we need to take a break. You know, mm-hmm. Like, no, we got to figure this out. Like, this is about to go down.
You don't leave someone you love when they're
exactly.
hurting the most.
Like, that's and when especially when they need your help the most. It's just him and his uncle. Like, no, we got to plot something. Something needs to happen.
Yeah.
You know, we have to really break this down. And I was so excited because Teddy appeared again. Hey. I love Teddy so much. He is so adorable. He's just like a little teddy bear. Mm-hmm. He really is.
A little gay teddy bear.
Yes, he's so cute. And it was really crazy because Silver, you know, she got a campaign basically to do the commercial for a client, which we'll get into that.
Wait, and, a client?
Well, the Congress, you know, like the person who's running for Congress, which we'll get into that.
Oh.
You know.
Girl, that ain't no secret. Brandy is weird. Anyway, go on.
Anyway.
You love building up stories, don't you?
You get have to okay? I like building it up and having the suspense. Dang
it's
it.
Not suspenseful. I'm just fine.
Yeah,
go
it
ahead.
Is because it's Brandy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to think of her as what's Melissa. It's Brandy.
Oh, you got her name in that whole thing?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Melissa. And she plays this girl, Melissa, who's running for Congress. And I'm just like, hi, Brandy. Oh, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Like, you could just tell, like, she really trying.
To yeah, this, definitely.
This Congress person. I'm just like, oh, what's up, Brandy? You in the TV, Brandy? I think she should just.
Been Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy.
Yeah, it was and just really weird.
So Silver's basically filming the whole thing and getting basically a commercial together for them that they can run so she can get elected, whatnot. And it's crazy because Teddy, he was on a tour. He went a tennis tour. He went to Barcelona, went overseas, has a new love interest that he met there.
Wait, was he in last season or he just came up out of nowhere?
No, he came up out of nowhere. He's okay. The new love interest. So adorable. You know, of course, there has to be something that ruins it, you know. It has to be with this stupid Congress stuff, like, oh, his uncle and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I feel bad for Teddy. You know, I really think he should stick by his uncle. But I think his uncle has something else up his sleeve.
Yeah, as well. But you know what? Like, Teddy is kind of newly gay. I don't think there's some gay people that just want to be gay and some that want to be like, I'm gay and I'm proud and da da da. Mm-hmm. He wants to be like, you know, yeah, I like a dude, but I'm not going to be like stand up for gay rights. You know, you don't have to be an activist in everything
He'll
you
get
do.
There. He just needs to be more comfortable. But do you, with his sexuality.
Why does he have to get there though? That's his friend trying to push him to get there. Like, why do you have to be
so he feels more confident about it. You know, like it has to come to a point where you are gay. So, live it up. That's like, you know, you're black, you know, you're all about, you know, like, yes.
I don't
know,
go proud. Around saying black power well, everywhere. But and you're doesn't. Straight. You don't go saying straight, you know, is, you know, I'm just trying to say if people want to make gay a normal thing, stop talking about it so much. Stop being like, be an activist. Just be who you are and just that's
but see,
it.
Gays, they don't have a lot of rights. We have rights. You know, we
girl,
can
they got their
do
rights like last
want.
Month. They can get married. They can go to the club. They can do anything they want. They can vote. So don't even give me that. I just feel like
I'm
people make gay too big of a deal. Like, if you want to be gay, that's cool. You don't have to like parade and say I'm the gay president of gay club. So
okay,
this is my opinion.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's all opinions here.
It's all opinions
all
here.
Opinions. Obviously, we're not gonna agree. Yeah. We'll agree to disagree again. No big deal. So Shane is his new love interest, who I think they just so perfect
he's
for
so
each other.
Cute. Shane is very cute.
You know, but he's giving them this reason like, okay, well, if you're with your uncle, then we can't be together, which I think is really stupid.
Wait, what did his uncle do? Like, I don't really understand that.
I don't know, but he's campaigning for Brandy, which I'm just like,
Brandy.
Why? Mm-hmm. It's Brandy. You know, yeah. Like, really? We want to... You know, I don't really get that. So, whatever. Hopefully that works out. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have Annie and Layla. Basically, that whole thing, Layla's grounded, which I think is okay. I guess she can get grounded. You know, mm-hmm. Annie's picking her up. Annie's still making her money by doing her thing.
More power to you, girl.
And gets Layla involved, which I think Layla, she is a wild child.
I mean, that she's smart to know that comment that was first made was...
I wouldn't have got
actually,
it.
Actually, I wouldn't have got it that quick.
I wouldn't. I just would have been
But
like,
she's wild, so she knows all these things. She, what's her name? Annie is not wild, so she didn't figure out right away when she
Annie.
Started. Yeah, she didn't figure out, okay, yeah, you know, but what's her name? Layla's like, oh, I've done many things before. I know what this is all about, so...
Right.
Yeah, Layla's
It wasn't
crazy.
That big of a plot this time, but it definitely showed that I believe Annie's gonna get caught with it. You know, I definitely think Layla's definitely gonna probably tell Adriana, knowing that whole thing. Adriana's probably gonna spill something.
Wait, she's gonna tell Adriana. Why would Layla tell
Because they were close, remember?
Oh, yeah, true.
Telling each other everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to go down. We'll talk about that in predictions. Last but not least, Dixon. He's blowing up. You know, he's blowing up. He got his CD to...
I just feel like it was a little bit too much. Like, drop. You gave your CD to one manager, and all of a sudden you're about to be Artist of the Month. Like, were you that amazing? Did his CD give you, like, orgasms?
You know, it
like,
wanted me to... I wanted to hear the CD.
Yeah, they should at least play the song or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like, I was really wanting to hear it.
Yeah, and I
think it would have been good.
It probably would have been
I
good.
I wanted to hear
since
it.
Since he worked so hard on it with his Adderall pills, it better be good. It better be, like, getting you in the cup, like, woo!
Yes, and I love the fact that Annie kind of pointed out, she's like, you're a little crazy. Like, mm-hmm. I think I would say something, too.
Yeah, because she knows her brother, and she knows that he's not always like that, so.
Yeah, so.
But you still think he's on the pills? They didn't show him popping it today.
He's on the pills. Obviously, did you see his energy? You want a CD? You want my CD?
Oh my God, he needs to stop.
Baby, robot.
Fix and stop. It's bad for you.
Yes. So that was pretty good of him. Now he's artist of the month. You know,
girl's got to get him in the studio and tell him to stop.
We definitely We need to get Dixon, which Tristan. We need to get Tristan in the studio.
Yes. Shout out to him. We will get that. We will make that happen, ladies, because I know you ladies love him. Yes. He definitely is the eye candy on the show.
Yeah. I mean, his role, it's like really like music now. And I feel like, you know, Tristan is, you know, doing music. It's great. It's so like it's he's doing a reality show or something.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully he can get more bumping with his career on that show. We're going to go to a commercial break. Right, Jesse? And then we'll be back for predictions.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
Big television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out. That wig.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Predictions. We're about to get into this right now.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, that was a good one. You need to do that one.
I kind of copy that from
predictions.
Leroy. He always does that. So.
Oh.
Predictions. He's always like, this is a brain. But anyway.
No, this could be like, you know, the crystal ball.
Yeah,
you know,
it's predictions. Ooh, what do you predict for 90210 next week?
I predict that Jim is going to leave.
Really?
I think he is.
Why?
Because he obviously feels like him, Jane and Liam have to be together. So I think he's going to leave. But then I think, you know, Liam's going to be like, look, Jane, you can't be with me. You need to be with Jim. Obviously, they're still married. They're going to have to go through a divorce. They have to go through all of this, you know.
And she's carrying his baby.
And I think she's going to be like, oh, I really want to be with Liam. And he's going to be like, no, you just have to be with Jim. And they're just going to leave. And then finally, he's back to Liam. Thank God. She needs to get out of there.
Well, that's a nice prediction. I hope it happens.
What do you think?
That's what I hope, but I didn't know what I was thinking until you said that. I'm like, yeah, I think he should leave and take her with him and just be out of here.
Be done.
Be done.
What do you think is going to happen with the love triangle, Naomi, Max, and Austin?
I mean, they keep surprising me, so I really don't know, but I think Max is going to just stay with her, even if she keeps slipping up and messing around. He's going to know, like, look, you're going through a phase. You're going to want me because you're crazy about me, and I love you, too. And I already know, like, you're being tempted.
Right.
You know, so I don't think Max is going to leave her. Plus, he didn't go to that school he wanted to stay next to her. So I think Austin's still going to try and still going to try. And there's going to be an explosive something that stops him from trying, hopefully soon. But that's what I think is going
to
happen.
I kind of think he's going to try to do something to get back at Naomi. Like, maybe go back to his ex, Holly. We didn't see Holly in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really interesting because then Naomi is going to be like, oh, my God. You know what she does with, like, her lips. She's just like,
yeah.
God. Like, I want to be with you.
But she always wants it her way, like both ways. She wish she can have Max for relationship and then Austin for the sex, you know?
Good luck. I know, but.
You can't have it your way.
Yeah, so I definitely think Austin's going to make her jealous and then it's going to make Naomi and Max kind of rocky.
Yeah.
What do you think about Naveed and Silver?
Naveed and Silver, I really hope the Silver could just not be dramatic. And I think she would just get over it because I think Naveed, he's good at talking to her.
They kind of just get on my nerves right now. So, like, I hope the next episode they just do it so they're happier now and they're not stressing all the time.
It's not going to happen.
Probably not.
Because she's so dramatic. She's going to just drag this whole thing out. Like, what are you doing?
Everything is dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, I think Teddy and Shane are definitely going. I think Shane's going to realize after Teddy, like, totally went off on him. Was like, you know, this is my family. I really think they're actually going to end up you know, going on some dates, you know, doing their thing. You know, they're about to be real cute together. I think Brandy's just going to keep on being Brandy.
You think Brandy's going to be in the next show?
Yeah, it's all about the Congress stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Who's going to win?
Brandy, just come as Brandy. It'll make more sense to
exactly,
us.
Exactly. Like, I'm Brandy, and I am running for Congress.
Yes, a Congress. Yeah, I quit
I think
singing.
We would vote for her more if she was just Brandy.
Yeah, because...
I don't really know why they threw in Melissa, whatever it is. Dixon. We already know what's going to happen with Dixon.
Yeah, we have predicted that before, and it's still to come. I feel
but
like the whole
I'm
drug thing.
I'm hoping he gets caught and someone tries to teach him a lesson, which it did actually. Adriana did say something about it on the clip coming next week. Adriana did say, like, you know, Dixon, you're doing drugs, da, 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 because Adriana went through that.
Yeah, Adriana Remember? Would know. Yes. She would know when someone's cheating, when someone is trying to kill someone, and when someone's doing drugs, because she's done all three of them.
Exactly.
She's done it all, so it takes one to know one.
That's exactly. The, yeah. And it definitely showed the next episode about Ivy and Raj. So it's saying that they were in the doctor. I'm really hoping it's not bad news. I don't think he's not going to die yet. He can't die yet. He can't.
Well, you already know what I think about that, but
I know you're thinking so negative. Just at least think positive, because they're a really cute couple.
I mean, yeah, I want it to work, but I'm just thinking. I just feel like that one guy is gonna kill him.
Right. Oh, kill what? No one even remembers that photographer. Okay.
I do, because that's gonna be his murderer. But anyway, yeah.
I hope he does not go down like that. He is way too sweet of a guy to be doing that.
He is sweet.
Girls, I got a question for you from our Eugene chatters.
Yes.
They want to know, did you guys ever watch the original 90210?
You know, I actually did watch a couple of the episodes. You know, it would be on Lifetime. And I would check it out. Obviously, I wasn't there from the very beginning of the season, so I'm not sure on how it really was. But it does seem like it kind of has the same plot, of course, like the group of friends. It definitely didn't catch my attention that well, because I feel like, you know, the teens now that they're using, I can relate to them more because a lot of the things that they have on the show, we go through in our lives. You know, I don't know how it really was back in those episodes. So I did watch a couple, didn't grasp onto it because I haven't seen all the seasons, but I definitely relate to this one more. So that's why I gravitate to this one and I follow it since season one.
Yeah, I didn't watch it at all, actually. I wasn't into it.
I know Tori was on it.
Yeah,
Tori.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't really care. And all I knew was that there was a 90210 coming out, and I was like, oh, there was one before. Good for them. Like, on with the future.
Apparently, it was really good, though. I wish I could have saw it from season one.
I'm not going to lie. I dabbled in it a little bit.
You did?
From what I saw, I was into it.
Yeah?
That was, like, back in, like, the day-day.
The day-day?
Like, what year? Like, what years? Was that the 80s?
No. It was early 90s.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I was barely being born, so I definitely was not watching it.
Yeah, so I tried.
What else do we have? We have, if you guys could have a special guest star come onto the show, who would you want to see and what character would you want them to play?
Two characters. I want Tristan Wilde's Dixon to come.
Wait,
was that the question?
Well, that's one. Actually, that was the next one. So that question would be, if you could have two special guests on the show, who would it be?
Oh, okay. Definitely
Dixon and Liam.
Yeah. Well, Liam, I would definitely do, and I would love to get Teddy on the show.
You would definitely do, Liam.
Yes. She so means that.
Oh my gosh.
I would love to have Naomi on the show.
He's hot. But I would love to have Teddy, though, because, you know, we could ask him questions on, obviously he's not gay, off of the show. So I'd really love to see his views on how it is to play a gay, you know, character. It'd be really interesting. I have awesome questions to ask him. So hopefully.
Wait, so is he not really gay in real
life?
No, he's not.
Yeah, so I think it'd be really interesting.
We do a show called Shameless here at AfterBuzz TV, and Cameron Monaghan is one of the characters, and he came in here. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I respect about him and his character is he doesn't play like, you see when you watch TV, the gay character is always like this typical, stereotypical. He always does kind of like the same shtick. Yeah. This was the first time I've ever seen, I don't know about Teddy because I've never seen it, but this was the first time for me on Shameless seeing a gay character come out and be masculine and struggle with wanting to stay masculine, but accepting, you know, gay. And he's a straight man, you know, he's a straight kid. So.
Right.
It was interesting to hear where he pulls his inspiration from. So that would be a really good guess.
Yeah, I would definitely would love to get Teddy in here, and hopefully we do. Like the viewers that you get, the viewers that are watching, you know, I definitely want to spice up 90210, so I'm definitely gonna work my hardest to get some of the characters in the building, so you guys could call in and ask them questions
ask them
as well.
You ask them, definitely.
Yeah, and what Stay was tuned. The second question?
The other question was if you could have a celebrity guest come on to the 90210.
Oh, come
now
on.
Now, listen, who would it be and what type of character would you, like, if you could put them in
that's
a plot?
A good question.
Yeah, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Well, anytime someone says celebrity, I just think Beyonce. So I would have
only celebrity.
She's the only celebrity to me. Everyone else is like famous. So I would have
any famous person. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because I cannot see Beyonce in no 90210 with these.
In
kids.
My dreams, I can.
Hey, she could be, you know, helping Dixon out. Just, you know, making
Dixon,
him a better
Dixon's aunt.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. I'm really gonna think of a good one. Probably, I would like to see Eva. From America's Top Model, actually. She's done quite a few acting jobs.
Yeah.
And I would definitely love to see Eva Pickford to come on and kind of play, like, a love interest or something in the radio, like, with Dixon, you know, kind of playing, like, oh, you want to become, like, an artist, like, being kind of, like, the secretary, like, if he gets into, like, the whole studio vibe and, like, end up being, like, Dixon's love interest. Yeah, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind it either.
Mm. Interesting.
Just saying.
I mean, now if we're talking about top model, I would get Lisa's crazy self because she would be there like giving Dixon the drugs, like, here you go, here you go. She would get all the supply with her. I think that would be a cool character to have there. She'd just be getting wild, stirring up some drama.
I really think we should have Snooki. I mean, who agrees? I mean, she does an amazing acting job. Like,
really? No, but Snooki.
No, but I think Eva Pickford would be good.
And you know who else? Actually, I don't know if you know or have ever seen Vampire Diaries. Her name's Kat Graham.
I've heard that name so many times.
Yeah.
I think she'd be a great fit for this show.
Oh, she would. Well, all of those like ABC families and
CW. She's actually
CW.
On Vampire Diaries is on the CW too.
She would be really good. I want to be on it. I'm just going to be on it. That's, you know.
What role would you want to play on it?
Okay, I would definitely be, I would want to be versus Naomi. I would want to be the one who, like, comes in and takes over, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm in the building.
And Naomi just like Holly, gone. You will lose.
No, I wouldn't. I
Girl,
would take over.
It's a script. They're going to make you lose.
Whatever. Or I'd want to be, like, Annie's BFF. That'd be fun.
True.
Or Liam's girlfriend.
I was going to say
throwing
that.
Throwing that in there. I mean, I didn't want to say it the first thing, you know. But
you were thinking it the whole time.
Totally was. Anyways, well, thank you guys so much for asking those questions. Anytime you guys just ask them. And I love the questions because it gives me kind of a challenge of what to come up with, you know, for
Definitely.
The questions.
And keep watching. And we're going to try to get those guests in. We will try to get the 90210 stars or other special guests so you can ask them questions as
so
well.
So stay tuned. And thanks for watching.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.